Welcome, everyone, to Spanish Pod. Today, we've got a newbie lesson for you. It's called Bonfire Night. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Liliana, what is this lesson, Bonfire Night?
Yes.
Sounds pagan.
No. We're talking about traditions in Spain.
Oh.
And a lot of fiestas.
Okay.
So, basically, there's this big bonfire night. It's called San Juan.
San Juan, that's St. John.
Yes, Día de San Juan.
Okay, so St. John's Day. So this is a festival.
Yes,
right?
It is. It's a very famous festival, and we're going to talk a little about it, okay?
Okay.
And we have our keyword, which is hoguera.
Hoguera, this is a bonfire.
That's right.
Okay.
Hoguera.
Hoguera. Let's listen to that dialogue now three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Hoy es la noche de las hogueras.
Sí, la noche más corta del año.
¿Vas a saltar la hoguera?
Por supuesto.
Second time.
Hoy es la noche de las hogueras.
Sí, la noche más corta del año.
¿Vas a saltar la hoguera?
Por supuesto.
Third time.
Hoy es la noche de las hogueras.
Sí, la noche más corta del año.
¿Vas a saltar la hoguera?
Por supuesto.
Okay, we're back, and Lily, I have to confess, I still don't understand what these people are talking about.
Don't worry, I'll explain later.
Okay, let's do the translation.
Hoy es la noche de las hogueras.
Today is the night of the bonfires.
Hoy es la noche de las hogueras.
Today is bonfire night.
Hoy es la noche de las hogueras. Sí, la noche más corta del año.
Yes, the shortest night of the year.
Sí, la noche más corta del año.
Yes, the shortest night of the year.
Sí, la noche más corta del año. ¿Vas a saltar la hoguera?
Are you going to jump over the bonfire?
¿Vas a saltar la hoguera?
Are you going to jump over the bonfire?
¿Vas a saltar la hoguera? Por supuesto.
Of course.
Por supuesto.
Well, of course.
Por supuesto.
Okay, of course you're going to jump over the bonfire. When I see a bonfire, the first thing I want to do is
jump.
Not jump over it. For goodness sakes, that sounds like a safety hazard.
Would you do it? You wouldn't.
Depends on the size. And no.
Yes, you would. I will give you some sangrias and believe me, you would do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's look at the grammar here. So we're going to start with today.
Hoy.
Hoy is the word for today. Hoy.
Hoy.
And it's spelled with an H, but there's really no H sound, right?
No.
Hoy. Okay. So it is the night of the bonfires. We're going to start with it is.
Es.
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 That's it is. And it's the verb
ser.
Ser. Okay, which means to be. Oh, today is what?
La noche de las hogueras.
La noche de las hogueras. Let's break this down. So first of all, the night.
La noche.
La noche. So the word la is the.
Mm-hmm.
And the word for night?
Noche.
Noche. Okay. And then of the bonfires.
De las hogueras.
De las hogueras. So de is of. And the word for the?
Las.
Las. And the word for bonfires?
Hogueras.
Hogueras. Okay, that's our keyword.
Yes.
We already learned that.
Yes, but remember we're adding a little S because it's a plural. Hogueras.
Okay. Hogueras.
Yes.
Hogueras. Now, I noticed the word for the also has an S on it too.
Mm-hmm. Las hogueras.
Las hogueras. So la noche is one night, but las hogueras is a plural of mm-hmm. bonfires. All right, so let's hear this sentence one more time. Today is bonfire night.
Hoy es la noche de las hogueras.
And the answer?
Sí, la noche más corta del año.
Wow, so informative. So, mm-hmm. yes, right?
Sí.
Sí. And then we have our words for the night.
La noche.
And then shortest.
Más corta.
Más corta. Now, Lily, I said one word and you said two.
Yes, because in Spanish, we don't have the shorter, you know, at the end, like okay. you do it in English.
We don't have that suffix.
Yes. Basically, we say más corta.
Okay.
You add the más.
Más. Más is means more, right?
Yes.
So literally, this is more short.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or most short in this case.
Mm-hmm.
And so the word again for most?
Más.
Más. Okay. And the word for short?
Corta.
Corta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Lilia, I know that the word for short is corto.
Yes.
So why is it corta here?
Because it's talking about la noche.
La noche.
And la noche is feminine.
Okay, so the adjective is also going to be feminine. All mm-hmm. right. Okay, let's finish the sentence off. Of the year.
Del año.
Del año. Now, what's the word for year?
Año.
Año.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a cool word. It's got that squiggly line over the N, which means that it's an ñ.
Yes.
Right?
Año.
Año. And we said del año. Del?
Well, del here, it's basically, it's a short word to say de él.
De él, of the.
Of the.
Okay.
But because it's very weird to say de él.
Right.
You know, you just say del.
Del, okay. So of the year.
Del año.
Del año. All right, now let's do the whole sentence. Yes, it's the shortest night of the year.
Sí, la noche más corta del año.
Okay. Now, what we just did here, folks, is a superlative construction, which I'll talk about later. Right now, we're going to talk about jumping over the bonfire, which I still don't understand. So, are you going to jump over the bonfire?
¿Vas a saltar la hoguera?
Okay. We'll start at the end this time. So, the key word again was...
La hoguera.
La hoguera, bonfire. Okay. And what is this action? Jump over.
Saltar.
Saltar.
Yes. That's the verb saltar. Okay. And in fact, it's in the infinitive form.
Okay.
And it means jump.
Jump.
Saltar.
Okay. To jump. Now, we would have to do like a little logical jump to say to jump over, right? Mm-hmm. So to jump over the bonfire. Now, the only thing we have left is the beginning two words, which is, are you going to?
Vas a.
Vas a.
Vas a.
That means, are you going to, right?
Yes.
The word for to is?
A.
A, okay. And this word, vas.
Vas, that's the verb ir.
Ir,
mm-hmm.
Okay, it means you are going.
Yes.
Okay, the verb ir means to go, so vas means you are going. So let's put it all together. Are you going to jump over the bonfire?
Vas a saltar la hoguera?
Okay, and the response is, no, that would be a safety hazard. No way.
Yeah, right.
So the response is, of course.
Por supuesto.
Por supuesto. Okay. Now, Lily, these two words I'm not going to break down and analyze.
Don't.
Okay, I won't.
Yes. Remember, this is a phrase, okay? Don't try to analyze everything. Just remember that you have to say por supuesto, and it means of course.
Right. You're confirming what that person is saying.
Yes. It's the same if I would be asking, what does of course mean?
Right. It doesn't mean of and course.
Yes. It's just, you know.
It just means of course.
Exactly.
Okay.
Por supuesto.
Por supuesto. All right. Let's listen to this dialogue one more time, and then we're going to come back and talk about it.
Dialogue. First time.
Hoy es la noche de las hogueras.
Sí, la noche más corta del año.
¿Vas a saltar la hoguera?
Por supuesto.
Second time.
Hoy es la noche de las hogueras.
Sí, la noche más corta del año.
¿Vas a saltar la hoguera?
Por supuesto.
Third time.
Hoy es la noche de las hogueras.
Sí, la noche más corta del año.
¿Vas a saltar la hoguera?
Por supuesto.
All right, we're back. And before we move on, I'm going to talk about the superlative structure. And here we have the shortest night of the year.
La noche más corta del año.
La noche más corta del año. Okay, so I'm not going to get too technical, but I want you to know where you have the word corta. The word corta is an adjective, and you can switch out that adjective for any other adjective to make it a superlative, to make it the something-est night of the year. So, for example, the shortest night of the year.
La noche más corta del año.
Okay, the longest night of the year.
La noche más larga del año.
Okay, so what you just did was switch corta for larga.
That's right.
And larga means long.
Yes, and you can do it with everything. You know, more beautiful, more, you know, nice.
Okay, so how do you say the most beautiful night of the year?
La noche más bella.
Okay, la noche más bella. How about the craziest night of the year?
La noche más loca.
La noche más loca. Okay, how about the spookiest night?
La noche más tenebrosa.
Okay, tenebrosa. So these are adjectives that you can switch in and make it the most somethingest night of the year.
Yes.
All right. All right, Lily, I can't wait anymore. You better tell me about the San Juan stuff. Why are we jumping over the bonfires?
Okay, basically, on June 23rd, it's like a big holiday in Spain.
Okay.
And specifically in Valencia. San Juan de Alicante, mm-hmm. is called. And what people do, they celebrate this day by doing all these beautiful, you know, like sculptures. They're even like called art, you know, but mm-hmm. they do it all from paper and cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that is like kind of paper that can burn easily.
Okay.
Okay. So the 23rd at midnight, which is, you know, the 24th,
mm-hmm.
they just burn everything.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. And it's like a big bonfire. So supposedly they have to jump over it three times to clear all your impurities and to start a new year. And they believe in so many things.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
So it's a superstition?
Yes.
A tradition?
Yes, it's a tradition, but it's obviously a superstition because a lot of people, they think that That night, there's invisible doors that open to like a parallel world. And yeah. It's very, it's very like that. But usually this night, they also celebrate it in Portugal, in Puerto Rico, even in Quebec.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they have the Saint-Jean.
Saint-Jean.
Yes.
Okay.
Saint-Jean.
So this is the 23rd. This just sounds like it's related to the summer solstice because we said that it's the shortest night of the year.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes. So it attracts a lot of tourists coming from everywhere.
Okay.
And it's a big, big party because you have fireworks, you have all these like festivals and people dancing and music and
And I imagine they're up all night.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Have you been to a celebration?
No, never. No.
Neither have I.
Yeah, we should go.
Yeah. Let's make Esty take us.
Yes. And let's jump over the bonfire.
Of course. Por supuesto.
Por supuesto. In fact, that's the challenge for today. You have to use por supuesto. So someone tells you, oh, let's go out. Por supuesto.
Por supuesto.
Do you want to eat?
Por supuesto. Of course.
Yes. Okay. So that's the challenge.
That's your Spanish Pod challenge. Folks, if you have any questions or suggestions, or if you have your own San Juan de Alicante story that you'd like to share with us, please come to SpanishPod.com and leave your comments in the comments section. For now, it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.